Call received from home care agency.
I'm speaking. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, hi. How can I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Mimi.
It's hard to hear you, but good morning now.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can I speak to Jasmine?
Yes, one second.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I'm calling just the lady that I was talking to. Yeah. Okay. And what's Sonia's full name? Sonia Butler. Yeah. Okay. You left your dinner. Stop losing even your juice laying out there. Somebody put something in it. I know it was yours. Okay, thank you. Them steps are no joke. They said they'd be here.
And what's
they'd
your name?
Be here 12.
So I can transfer?
Eric Martin.
Are you the caregiver?
Yes.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm trying to find the agent.
Thank you. This ain't paid for you. We're trying to find somebody different before this one. Are you done? Are you just
here? Is my daddy? Yeah, where's it at? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They only sell the 4K now,
too.
No jumbo tanks no more.
What, the batteries? You got to go to Walmart. Yeah, Walmart got them. And Family Dollar got them.
All right, one second, okay? I'm transferring you over to her now.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Eric.
Good morning again.
Hey, Mr. Eric, it's Jasmine.
All right. Okay, Gabe. Yes, okay. I'm here with Mr. Cobb.
Got it.
And
hey,
Antoinette Bill.
Hey, Mr. Cobbs, it's Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. How are you feeling today, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I just needed to confirm some of your information, okay? What's your date of birth, sir?
Where are you from?
This is Family First Care. It's a home care agency.
Who? Family First.
I don't know what y'all doing.
We're trying to get better. The same thing we did with Rome. We want to get better pay and better benefits. That's what we're reason we want to switch.
All right.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Preston, I just need to confirm your date of birth, sir.
Your date of birth.
924-60.
And your home address is 1501 Harbor Drive in Chester, PA?
Harbor.
A-R-B-O-R. And what's a good number to reach you, sir?
Your phone number, please. 484-482-9788.
Got it. And Miss Antoinette Dill is the first, second caregiver, right, Eric? And then who's the third person?
Well, really, she's the first.
Okay. How many hours a week does she do?
Hey,
I do 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday.
How many hours a week is that?
9918,
that's what? 36. 9 and 9 is
12, right? 9 and 9 is 18. 18.
You work 7 days a week
times
9, that's
63. Okay. 63
hours.
63 hours for Miss Antoinette. Okay, and the third lady?
Sonia, my sister. My sister is a 5 and 9. Yeah, Sonia Butler.
S-O-N-I-A.
S-O-N-Y-A, P-I-T-T-S.
Mr. Eric, I'm having a hard time hearing everyone like that. Can you repeat Ms. Sonia's name?
I got another client. Sonia Pitts. Sonia, S-O-N-Y-A, P-I-T-T-S.
And a good number to reach out, Sonia?
484-350-7256.
7256, got it.
Yep.
And how many hours is she completing a week?
She's Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9. And she's Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 9. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for Cobb.
I need to know how many hours is that.
How many hours is that, Rick? I got to go upstairs. I got another client.
He does what?
Monday through Thursday. 5 to 9.
5 to 9. That's 20 right there.
Okay, and 9.
No.
Here.
Yeah, that's 20 hours.
And then she
can stay
there on Sunday.
What time?
9 to 9.
18.
He do 38. Here. She's a 63, and you do a complete 40, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, let me look at his care plan. Do you guys need any adjustments, any medical supplies from Mr. Cobb, anything that we might
need? Any medical supplies, anything?
Like what? Like diapers, like the
diapers,
same thing.
Diaper people.
Yeah.
Now, the usual stuff that y'all send out.
Okay, as long as she's getting everything that he needs. I wanted to ask, just in case.
He wanted to say something, so I don't know. I got to go upstairs. I have another client.
Yeah, she hasn't.
So if you want to talk to me, my number is 215-870-0234. But the one that we're doing
there, welcome to Family First Care, okay? We'll be in touch.
Okay, we'll see if we're coming to you guys. We just want to see what you guys are offering.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to have the coordinators reach out to you to send you your hiring application, okay?
Okay.
So what are you guys offering and what's the pay, though?
But I have to calculate your hours because it's, you're going to get time and a half, so you're going to get paid, I think it's 23 hours worth of overtime. So I got to see at what rate. And then we do a weekly payroll every Friday. You're going to get time and a half, anything after 40. Insurance is through AFLAC. And if you work during holidays, you also get time and a half.
I have insurance through AFLAC with him now. Yeah, and I have life insurance with him now, McCobb. So y'all do paid holidays and paid vacation too?
Paid holidays. We don't do paid vacation.
No. Sick time?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So no vacation though?
No. No vacation time.
Okay. So you have to calculate the hours to determine the rate?
Yeah, because we're going to give you the highest rate, but I have to determine everybody else's pay.
Okay.
Okay.
So I just want to know before I say a go with any applications or anything, what the rate is going for.
Absolutely.
I can go with everything else without the
What is your rate right now, since you're the one that's making the most money? I want to make sure that at least they match you or offer you something higher.
$15 we make here, but we have no benefits. We just have AFLAC and we have life insurance.
All right.
So Kyle wanted basically me to have sick time and things of that nature.
Right.
I've been with him for about 10 years, and I've been with my other client for
It's going
to
be, no home care agency right now is offering sick time or any type of benefits other than the insurance. But I'm going to try to see what we can get for you guys, okay?
Well, we got sick time with the other one.
Yeah.
Maybe you might have to look around some more. I don't know, because everybody gets sick.
Well, the sick time is already here. We have that. I just don't do vacation things.
No,
you can look at vacation. If not, then I can take that as a loss. That's fine. But as long as we have the medical, the sick time, that's fine.
Yep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to submit the referral. Give me 1 second. Eric, I'm going to be passing you over to the coordinator so you can ask all those questions, okay? Mr. Cobb, do you know what?
Mr. Cobb wanted a question. Do you want to go with them or do you want to stay here? Because you don't even got to go. I mean, we ain't got to go. We could just stay here. And then eventually I'll leave.
If you want to stay, I mean, you want to go, let's go.
I'm not going to keep going. I'm here.
Wherever y'all want to go, y'all can go.
Okay. We just waiting on her.
Yep. 1 second. I'm just going to be submitting the paperwork in right now. Mr. Cobbs, would you like to list an alternative number, or the one you gave me is the only number?
That's the only number.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Take your time, sir. Some of this information is repetitive, so just bear with me, all right, Eric? Okay, I'm going to be transferring you over to Ms. Dean, okay? Give me 1 second while I finish putting in this information.
I took this darn thing off and can't get it back on.
Eric, your legal name is E-R-I-C-A, right, Eric?
It's not Erica, it's Eric.
No, I meant Eric. I'm going to transfer you to a Miss Erica, sir. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's your legal name, right? Because I know you wanted to go by another name.
No, they call me Rick. Yeah, but
okay.
My legal name is Eric, yes.
Okay, got it.
My government. I think it's a good thing.
All right, Ms. Dina just answered. She is available. I'm going to actually be transferring you to Ms. Dina. 1 second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Just got to get her information in. Okay, I'm transferring you now. Please hold. Welcome to Family First, Mr. Eric. You take care of yourself. You call me if you need me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. 1 second.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First here.
Hello, Dina. Dina?
Yes. You were speaking with Jasmine, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So I wanted to follow up. I'm an intake coordinator, which means that I'll be assisting you guys until you're ready to start, okay? So
yes.
Am I speaking with a client or a caregiver?
Caregiver.
Caregiver, okay. So I see here that you guys are working 24 hours with 3 caregivers
yes.
total.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So the way it works is that 2 things need to take place in order to transfer to an agency. The first thing is for the caregivers to complete their requirements. And the second thing is for the insurance to send over an authorization. Do you guys have a specific date that you want to switch on?
What is? I guess as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. So do you know if the patient has Keystone?
What do you have, Pete?
Keystone first.
He has Keystone first.
Keystone first. Okay. So usually they can take, I would give an estimate of 5 days for Keystone to send what they need to send and for the caregivers to submit their requirements. So that would be. So how about Wednesday next week, the 21st? Okay. All right. So I'll send everything over today. Everything can be done through links online. The caregivers don't need to go in. Do you have any questions for me?
Just how much would the pay rate be? We know we get insurance.
Yeah.
We know the only thing y'all don't have is paid vacation. But we want to know how much would the pay rate be.
So the pay rate for that amount of hours and caregivers, it would be $15 per hour for each caregiver, including plus overtime.
Okay.
And the overtime rate is always pay time and a half.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. If you want, I can send you a link with details of our benefits so you can look them over.
Okay.
Yeah. Just send me, tell me your email so I know where to send it to.
DallasCowboys8888@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, got it. I'll send everything over now, and I'll send everybody the requirements, and you guys can take a look at it, try to complete it over the weekend. If you have any questions, call or text the number that the requirements will be sent on, okay?
Okay.
Now, does the service
Thank
coordinator
you.
Know about the transfer yet?
Does the
Keystone.
Does the service coordinator know?
Yeah, from Keystone.
Do they know about it yet, please?
No.
No.
No. Okay. So I'll send an email and I'll try to call here today. If the patient can call, because I know that they need to confirm with the patient as well as to the agency. Okay?
All right, then. Okay.
Okay, great. All right, you have a good one. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.